else those news anchor promos use? On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Mike, you know you did this. Engineer sleep, if the engineer sleep bed is not right, the 100-night sleep trial. So, isn't that really cool that you got 100 nights? You think you figured out by 100 nights if you like your mattress or not.
And we did, and they took it back and made it right, Mickey.
That's
it was
right.
Awesome.
That's right. We love engineer sleep, engineersleep.com. I will get a little engineersleep.com afternoon time with Isla Ann later today, and we'll cuddle up on there, and she'll get on my shoulder, my arm, and I'll just thank the good Lord for letting me have the time with her to be able to do that. But we love those little mid-afternoon naps. Engineer Sleep, the very best in the business. I hadn't done this lately, Mike. I've been checking my sleep scores last night. 86% sleep. Very efficient with my sleep last night. So that was good to see. For the whole day, great to see the plan come together. We sleep great on our Engineer Sleep bed. Hey, the best mattress in the world. Get that Duo mattress from Engineer Sleep. The best mattress under $500, the Today mattress. Check them out, North Pleasantburg Drive, engineersleep.com. To our guest lines, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com joins us. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. Hope you are as well, sir.
We are. I'm enjoying your series that you've been doing on the transfer portal additions to Clemson football. And you're doing a lot of research, talking to a lot of guys about it, and very seldomly does anything surprise you. But let me ask you in another way. What have you learned, or what's maybe something you learned about a player or two or a position in doing the research of these guys, diving into it and writing these pieces on the new classes? Anybody that you – anything you learned about a guy or two, or anything about any news or notes or evaluations of a guy that you might not have known going into all this?
Oh, you like hearing all the details, and like I know where fans tend to want to read about nothing. You know, they want to hear about the star that they are getting. You know, I'm more. You know, I take it what I at least consider a more realistic view of all these guys have pros and cons to them. You know, and that's not just because they're transfers. All players have things they're good at, and in the areas where they can grow or the weak spots, you know. And it's about kind of putting the puzzle together. So I kind of want to know where these guys fall short. You know, like why some haven't been starting, and just generally the areas where, you know, where I think a fan base might read it as sour grapes, but where, you know, kind of where do they either fall short or for a while, it's like with recruiting, you're talking about, you're focused on what they can do, and then after a while, you start focusing on what they aren't or what, you know, you think they can't do. And so I like hearing about the latter, you know, in advance to kind of set a more realistic bar for guys. You know, so some comments that we've had on, you know, let's say Elliot Washington, the transfer cornerback from Penn State, who has played a lot of ball, checks a lot of boxes, but, you know, maybe has not, you know, at least from our Penn State source who we quoted, you know, he's got some good straight line speed, which is something that Clemson's looking for. But in terms of, you know, having maybe the flexibility, the wiggle that you're looking for out of a slot corner, maybe might not check that box for you. You know, and so that starts putting things together. And certainly Tom Allen and Clemson knows what they're getting there. And they might even disagree. But so little nuggets start adding up on different guys. You know, and Andy Berberia, who they signed yesterday from JUCO, you know, might list it at 6'3", and he looks pretty, you know, pretty big in pictures. 6'1 and a half, you know, he's going to be a shorter, you know, a little smaller type defensive tackle than, you know, is he any – really any taller than a Champ Thompson or Makai Williams-Lee, you know, we'll see. So he won't be necessarily physically imposing, but very strong, good with his hands. You know, I think you see a lot of the football reasons why you sign him, but is he going to come in as a physically overwhelming, you know, guy relative to Marcus Strong, who I think is, for you know, who comes from Oklahoma, and I think likewise will be prominent in the rotation, who lists at 6'3", 300, and that goes they can go various ways, but I think he is one who looks bigger than maybe his measurables come out as. And you know, someone who very much is the get off the bus, you know, early kind of guy, who does have that physical stature, and is really just looking for his chance to start, which he was not going to have at Oklahoma with what they were returning. So I think they're just the finer details of each story, and I think paint more of a picture than, you know, the snap counts and some various things we extrapolate. You know, in that brief courtship of the transfer window period.
The thing we talked a little bit about, I want to dive into it now because I was just thinking back on different times and different places, and I get your spin on this because recruiting has changed so much. I would get your thoughts that, you know, because if you look at it, we talked about maybe there's concern among some of your readers, some of my listeners, about Clemson not off to the best start as far as the overall, and I got the commitment wise, I think they're in good shape so far with this next class. But in the top, you know, the top 100, top 250 players, maybe not mentioned as much. Maybe that's just a misconception. But the other part of that is that it is very, very early, and these dates are just starting. So I'll ask you, are my listeners, your readers, right when they have concerns right at this point in time? And then can those concerns be met? If so, can those concerns be met moving forward with where we are on the calendar now?
I do think it's a fair concern, and I also think it can be – it's easy for that to be given too much weight in the way in which rosters are built nowadays. You know, do I think that given the returns from Clemson football's results over the last several years, that Clemson does not have – the cachet that it did before, to just kind of get the early mentions from some of the top 100 to top 250 prospects. And I would expand it to top 250. You know, they are not going to have the same brand that they had when they were winning the national championships right now. And they're, that is not only based on the winning, but you also have other schools that are more aggressive with their, you know, with basically what you're offering high school recruits, and you've got not only different schools now, you know, you've got the Texas Techs. Oregon's always kind of had a name in recruiting, but the money flexes, you know, a little more muscle these days. But you've got a more teams you're competing with for those top guys, and really even not only just money, but like everybody's got money. And so it's which top recruit or two are you going to invest that in? So you've got many more teams vying for them. You know, a Vanderbilt able to go get a five-star quarterback and beat Georgia for him toward the end. You know, so I think there's several different factors there that, yes, there's reason for concern when, you know, the top in-state corner, Josh Dobson, who, you know, I still think will visit Clemson again. But right now, Clemson, I don't believe is really in the picture for, you know. So when you aren't getting the in-state guys and some guys that have normally been in your footprint, I do think that is a reasonable concern as far as high school recruiting goes. Now, to the point that I've long kind of gone with is, like, it, you know, when Clemson has come out of the gate early, how often does that really matter? You know, when in the end, we've seen Clemson lose some decommitments on the defensive line in particular, which is a premium position financially. So in some respects, I think Clemson has strategically, not all, but some, backed off pushing early because that hasn't done them any good. And it's only put a bullseye on them. So you maybe are waiting to make your move here in the March and June period. You know, furthermore, you know, I think too, where the saw the stat yesterday, and we've kind of talked about Texas as the prime example of Texas, you know, went huge into high school recruiting for the last one to two recruiting classes, and really, you know, going well beyond the line of demarcation for, what schools thought they could, were allowed to pay guys, going under the table, doing all these things. And then they saw no return on that this past year when they had like an average age of player of age 19, and they fell well short of expectation. They spent a bukus of money, but it was all on guys that weren't contributing immediately to the roster. And so, at what point are you balancing how much dead money are you using on high school recruiting when we're seeing and Indiana is going to be held up as the extreme example, but Virginia being the same, get old, stay old, invest more in older players. So high school recruiting is important and it will continue to be, but it is of to some degrees lesser importance, just as we've seen with college basketball. And you're trying to strike the balance on getting enough guys. You have to acquire talent somehow. So are you going to do it via the portal? Are you going to do it via high school recruiting? Is it going to be a blend? And I think that if there's the question on Clemson long term is where are you going to acquire your talent? I think this high school class has some good ones, and you've got some offensive linemen who you probably aren't going to get a lot out of for a year or two at least. I like Naeem Burrows. Tate Reynolds has a huge upside. Polo Anderson out of Dorman. So you've got some. Are you getting enough on that end, particularly at defensive line, which is the position you've got to have it? And if you aren't getting particularly defensive line talent out of high school, are you getting it in the portal? And we'll see if, the continuing this path of Will Helt, London Merritt, Marcus Strong, getting some guys with extra eligibility, a couple years to do it, and who've got some credentials there. We'll see if that is the path to kind of keep their talent stocked as much as it needs to be.
Had someone tell me the other day that close to Chad Morris, that Morris understood his role and the importance of a Deshaun Watson and a Trevor Lawrence and a Kelly Bryant, actually, during his time here. Bryant might have been after that. But anyway, the importance of that five-star recruit and that obviously moving forward. Is Clemson equipped to do that? I know Morris wants to do that. Are they equipped to do that? It's a whole other world this time around in quarterback recruiting.
I think they are equipped to do it. Now, are they equipped to do it, year over year over year? To me, that's where it gets tricky. And while I was certainly among those who believed Clemson should go for a portal quarterback this year, I think the one argument that I can kind of hear from Dabo Swinney, and not the one, you talk about losing two if you bring in one. And certainly I think Clemson needs to win this year. And so that probably takes priority for me. And there are a lot of reasons that they've gone in the direction they've gone. But, I do think you run the risk. You very well legitimately would have run the risk of losing two, if not three, but losing two, out of Vezina, Chris Denson, Tate Reynolds, if you'd have brought in another quarterback. And so if you bring in that portal quarterback, most of them are one-year guys. He's gone, and you've lost your pipeline behind it. It becomes cyclical, and you're having to do it year over year, in a market that is, Clemson and many others thought going in, you could send in the middle of the fall, it's going to take $3 million to get you a good quarterback. That number probably, escalated to five, and it's monopoly money for us. But a couple million dollars is a lot of money for just about everybody. If you're doing that year over year of having to, it'd be $5 million this year, and it's not going to go down. This is just, we've seen it with the NFL and the math. People will pay for quarterbacks. I think that is an expensive venture and a risky one to keep going down. And Florida State being the prime example of worked great, for Jordan Travis, and then suddenly, you get stuck in the DJU 1 year, and it went south for Norville very fast. And so I think it's a hard game to play. A few are playing it well, And, you know, Indiana's been able to do it year over year, you know, but you're still seeing more of Georgia, Ohio State looking to get, you know, build more of a stable Texas as well than going portal with the quarterback, because you can get caught in that rut pretty easy.
All right, I got to end on a good hard slide on the outside corner. Mm-hmm. On February the 5th, I'm going to let Paul Strelo pick out which quarterback gets more snaps this year, and taking out the obvious at this point in time, taking out Vecina. Does Denson or can Reynolds work his way? Can you see a scenario where maybe Reynolds by November might be getting more snaps than Denson?
I think it is. Yeah, I definitely could see that. Now, I don't, you know, like you said, I don't think it happens early, but I do think that, you know, that Chad Morris was brought in to develop and bring along quarterbacks, and I think that by the end of last year, you know, everyone certainly jumped on what Chris Denson did against Furman, and justifiably so. Like, he brought some juice to that offense, and you know, a lot of different tracks that Christopher Vezina could go on through the course of this year. But, you know, a huge reason Morris is there is what he did with Taj Boyd, in my opinion, what he did with Taj Boyd early in that career, and creating an offense that a young quarterback can handle and does not overcomplicate things for him. And I think Tate Reynolds is such a good athlete, and while I think he likewise has technical things to work through in his passing mechanics, you know, I don't know that if it's as much as what Denson has had to work through and continuing to work through. So I don't know, you know, I don't know that there's a whole lot of differential between those two in terms of what Chad Morris walks into and deals with. So, you know, I think you could see either working within the context of the offense, but I think Reynolds has a stronger arm and able to push the ball down the field better. And I think if you're looking at a trajectory as a coordinator, you know, I think there's just as likely a chance that we see Tate Reynolds out there as we do Denson. And I think that the market for Reynolds, you know, even here in this off season, illustrates that he probably, you know, he has greater value right now. And so I think there are a number of factors that could add up seeing more Reynolds snaps, but I don't pretend to know which way that's going to go by, you know, another 10 months from now.
You're like Tony Gwynn. That slider doesn't hurt you. You just go ahead and rip it into the left field alley.
I just foul him off.
No, you just hit it
over. Foul him off and live to survive.
No, you doubled it in the gap. Good stuff there. Tell me about TigerIllustrated.com. A lot of great things happening and a terrific time to subscribe or to get your own password rather than sharing a password.
Yes, we our continued series, a couple different features where we, you know, kind of digging into a lot of the details on these transfers as well as talking to other folks around them. We still got a couple more to come in that regard on safety Corey Myrick, who's going to be a big impact guy this year, as well as running back Chris Johnson Jr. You know, more analysis coming on position by position now that we've gone to the 105 roster, and what a lot of the changes in numbers mean and how that's all taking shape for Clemson as they're, you know, bringing in a couple guys here late that, you know, in the past would be called, you know, preferred walk-ons, but some different context now with the way roster building goes, as well as high school recruiting. Junior day really is 1 month away when a lot of their offered prospects are coming in. So names we're adding, as well as, you know, who's coming and who isn't is significant in that regard. So plenty going on here in the build up this month to spring ball starting in, you know, a little more than 3 weeks.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. I always enjoy it, friend. Looking forward to visiting with you when we visit next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, Double Dog Video, Mike. Double Dog Video Productions. They do an incredible job. Double Dog is a couple of Tennessee guy and a Georgia guy that got together and started this thing. Hey, John and his good folks, these are really good guys that are doing an incredible job. Your production is going to be more affordable than you think. If you don't like it, you don't pay a dime. They give you – but nobody's ever not paid for. They like it. They do a terrific job. Hey, it's experience that pays off. When you win 60 national awards and regional awards and been doing it for 30 years, there's a difference in this – some guy with an Apple iPhone camera coming in and filming things. The equipment right, all the editing is going to be right, the writing is going to be right. You're going to love it. You need a video done? Easy to remember. Double Dog Video Productions. Check them out. Double Dog Video Productions. Much more right after this.
The biggest game of the football season is right around the corner. And you, yes you, can get in on all the action with Underdog right here in South Carolina. They've got a great deal to help you get started. It's the easiest way to play. It's the most fun too. Just head to the app and you can make picks on if a player will go higher or lower on stats for this big game, like passing yards or rush attempts or tackles or kicking points. I mean, it runs the gamut. It's awesome. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Plus, there's new promos daily that drop into the app. So if you like making picks and winning money, then Underdog is a place to be for the big game. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in fantasy bonus entries when you play your first $5 on fantasy. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
It's bow time. The Bojangles Chicken Rice Bowl is back. Get dirty rice, slow-cooked Cajun pintos, cheese, and your choice of chicken for just $7.49. But order now. It's only here for a limited time. It's bow time.
Men, listen up. It's time to transform your life this season. Step up and take control of your health with Low Country Male Semaglutide. The ultimate game changer for men. Semaglutide will help shed those extra pounds over the holiday season. At Low Country Male, we're all about you. Feel stronger, look better, and become the man you've always wanted to be. Say goodbye to your beer belly with the help of Semaglutide. Visit Low Country Male today, where real men get real results.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and Nuteep Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. Nuteep Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find it at Nuteep Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton at Nuteep Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
Peace of mind is the greatest value we can offer. At Ben Mason Insurance, we protect your future, not just your property. From auto to home, business to specialty vehicles, our team in Boiling Springs is committed to serving upstate families and businesses. Visit us at 188 Blaylock Road or call 864-578-7100. Let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
When I was a kid, I'd hear this song and think, man, Panama, that must be a really good place like to visit there one day. It's like, I don't think I want to go to Panama. The only thing I know about Panama is they got a canal there, and that's where Roberto Duran's from. Let me get a little Duran story after I tell you about One Time Plumber. The name is the number. Matter of fact, Roberto Duran probably had to call One Time Plumber at one point in time. I'll tell you why in a minute. You know where I'm going with this, Mike. One Tom Plummer. The name is the number. We love One Tom Plummer. The great folks at One Tom Plummer, the price is the price. There is no haggling. There is no, hey, I've got to pay more during the peak hours like you do with Uber or some of those things. The price is the price. And it's always the price. And they're straight up honest, licensed, bonded, insured. Any plumbing problem in Charleston, in Columbia, in Greenville, the upstate of South Carolina, they'll take care of you. One Tom Plummer. Don't search. Just go. The name's the number. One Tom Plummer. Check those good folks out. The only athlete I know from Panama off the top of my head is Roberto Duran. Roberto Duran was the great welterweight and middleweight champion. He was a guy that was 103-60. He had 16 losses. Who beat Roberto Duran besides Sugar Ray Leonard and Hagler Hearns? Roberto Duran was the man. Now that was, they called him Hands of Stone. You remember Roberto Duran growing up?
Oh yeah,
Hands of Stone. But the reason I say you might have had to call One Tom Plummer. It's interesting we put Van Halen with One Tom Plummer, huh? Roberto Duran. Once he would go about when he trained for fights, I'm guessing, and I'm just kind of spitballing here. I'm guessing you go about 6 weeks of training for a fight. I don't think you do 9 weeks or anything like that.
I mean, you train all the time, but you're talking about the intense
You build up. I think it's about a 6 week training.
Yeah, okay.
Can you look that up for me, Mike, by the way?
Sure.
In the Google machine over there, see if we can do that. Yes, about 6 weeks is my guess. What would happen here is that when he started his training, the Hands of Stone, Roberto Duran would stop showering. And the reason he would stop showering is that he would get into the ring and his opponent, when you get together and touch gloves or whatever, you'd smell him for the first time and he'd almost like throw up. Like that was a strategy that he partook in. Like just go and make the guy sick to his stomach.
According to the experts, Mickey, a standard intense training camp for a professional boxer usually lasts 6 to 8 weeks.
There you go.
Look at there.
There you go. Duran now, get this. So Duran won his first 31 fights. He got beat by Esteban De Jesus in his 31st fight. So he was, at one point in time, Roberto Duran was 72-1 and had just beaten Carlos Palomino. And had just beaten Esteban De Jesus, and had just beaten Sugar Ray Leonard. That time was in Olympic Stadium in Montreal, and he was the WBC welterweight champion of the world. Then he did the No Mas deal when Sugar Ray came back. Sugar Ray was like Ali, had a great mind. Sugar Ray Leonard beat him in New Orleans, where he quit No Mas. And from that point in time on, he had a bunch of losses. So he was 72-1 in his first 73. And then he lost to Wilfredo Benitez. He lost to Kirkland Lang. What? Lost to Marvin Hagler. Lost to Thomas Hearns. Lost to Robbie Sims. Lost again to Sugar Ray Leonard. I forgot about that. Him and Leonard fought a third time. Had the trilogy. Lost to Pat Lawler. Like later in his career, he wasn't very good. Lost to Vinny Paziina. Remember Paz?
Vinny.
Lost to Hector Macho Camacho. Lost twice to Jorge Castro. Like he's had a bunch of losses later. Camacho beat him again. Like he was fighting at the age of 50, by the way. Roberto Duran lost as a 50-year-old in the super middleweight title. But before that, now, but when he in his prime, at the age of 29, he was still 72-1, Hands of Stone. And now I get my. My good friend Bubba checks in and says, Hands of Stone, that's Ronnie Garvin, NWA. Come on, man. Hands of Stone, Roberto Duran.
Mickey, you're talking about Roberto not showering before a match. You know, when we traveled out to see Clemson play against Texas in the playoff a couple years back, there was we got down close to the field during the game, and there was a little bit of a smell. And somebody said they thought it was maybe McConaughey because he doesn't wear deodorant.
Oh, no.
I'm joking, but I had to find a tie.
What's the most days you've gone without a shower? Like you're on a camping trip, You go out in the wilderness or whatever. Like
probably the longest I've gone is a week.
I can tell you a great story right now. I'm not going to do it. Not me. A friend. You going a week without a shower?
Yeah, like on a long camping trip or something.
Woo!
But you know, they say when you start smelling yourself, other people have been smelling you for 3 days.
Yeah. You're humming at that point in time. Let me check in with Roger, see how long he's gone. 6 weeks will be, but can you imagine stepping in the ring, Roberto Duran, and smelling that? Anyway, Roger Danielson, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mickey. Boy, you're bringing back some memories talking about Duran.
Roberto Duran. What's the longest, by the way, Roger, you've ever been without a shower? What are you thinking here?
Well, when I was a single man not dating, probably a few days, but got to keep it clean for the lady.
Yes, if you want a second date.
Got to keep it right and tight. Got to keep it tight for the lady.
Hey, but can you imagine, Roger, like 6 weeks, Roberto Duran training, sweating like crazy, and then you step in the ring with the guy, and you touch gloves, and then, you know, it's close quarters. Can you imagine what that was like? Like, ugh.
Well, I wonder if he did that, because the first fight with Sugar Ray Leonard, he completely, psychologically, just –
Yes.
Beat Leonard.
Yes.
It was a great fight they had in Montreal in 1980.
Yep.
And they had the rematch very shortly after that. It wasn't even, I think it was like 4 or 5 months later.
Yeah. It was right after
the 1980 election, and they had it in New Orleans. I think it was in November, December of 1980.
Let me look that up to make sure you're right on that.
The summertime fight was in July in Montreal.
Yes.
And Leonard was completely psyched out in that fight, but then he knew it was coming in New Orleans, and that's when Duran supposedly ate some steak or some overate before the fight and was sluggish, and Duran and Leonard was just toying with him, doing the bolo punch,
yeah, frustrated,
sticking his chin out, daring him to hit him, and Duran couldn't lay a glove on him in that fight. But then they did have a rematch, which was a good fight. I think the rematch was in like 89.
Yeah, so they went a long time. You're right. June of 80 in Montreal, November of 80 in the Superdome.
Right.
And
hardly any time between fights, really.
Right.
When you think about it.
And then in 89, man, very good.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, Sugar Ray wins a unanimous 12-round decision. Yeah. He quit. The No Mas fight ended in 8 rounds. That's where he just said, No Mas.
Duran always was a puzzle to me. He went toe-to-toe with Hagler.
Oh yeah, and a slugfest.
But then Tommy Hearns just—it's a matchup sport.
Yeah.
Tommy Hearns destroyed Duran.
Yeah. Hearns knocked him out in the second round.
Hearns, that was a 15 rounder.
The Hagler deal was a battle and a war, 15 round just slugfest. But then Hearns came in and just knocked him out in 2 rounds.
He couldn't deal with Hearns' length,
right.
and his power.
That's right.
And Hearns and Leonard had one of the greatest fights of all time in '81, where Leonard miraculously won the fight, but that was, you know, you're going back to the golden era.
But here's the thing, Roger. Think about this for a second. That round robin between Duran and Leonard, Duran and Hagler, Duran and Hearns, Hearns and Hagler, Hearns and Leonard, Hagler and Hearns. Man, those were welterweight wars.
Welterweight, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those were. And that round robin, man, because, again, Duran beat Leonard, but then Leonard beat him twice through all that. But then Leonard beat Hagler.
The only rematch we didn't get that, because Hagler was just so upset with what happened, was Hagler and Leonard, which they had the huge fight in '87.
Right.
And that Leonard did what he did. He got the decision, but Hagler never. That was the end of Hagler's career. He never did it after that.
Yep.
He gave up.
Isn't that crazy?
He just had enough. He made his money. He made good investments, and he just said, I'm done with this. If they can't, he really thought he won the fight. It was a close fight. People go back and forth. I wanted to say something real quick about the Super Bowl. The other day I said I have no interest. I do have one thing of interest.
All right.
I'm curious, because I think we're going to see a trend now, because I think the golden age of quarterbacks is over. The Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, I'm not going to say Mahomes is over, but Mahomes might be the last of that era of quarterbacks that are left from like the 2005 to 2000, whatever, 20 or 21. I think we're seeing now a trend where teams are trying to get cheap quarterback play on a rookie deal, or like a Sam Darnold team-friendly deal where they can build the team around them. Because you look at what we have in the Super Bowl and look what you had in the playoffs. A lot of rookie contracts and affordable quarterbacks. But other teams that haven't done that are sitting at home. Like San Francisco overpaid for a mid-level quarterback in Brock Purdy. That's right, he's mid-level. Other teams like Houston is going to have to make a decision with their quarterback. C.J. Stroud has regressed, but he's up for a contract. You going to pay him a max deal for his performance? I would not. Carolina Panthers, they're going to have to make a decision with their quarterback. His rookie deal is going to be coming to a close. Bryce Young, his rookie deal is going to be coming to a close. But when you can get a quarterback on a team-friendly deal like Sam Darnold, who's finally figured it out, and can surround them with offensive and defensive talent, you'll have a good team. If I could shake Josh Allen, just meet him on the street and say, Josh, take $10 or $15 million less and let them get a better offensive line. Yeah. Let them get better defense. You'll win. Your team is not good enough. You're fantastic. I love Josh Allen, and he's got plenty of endorsement deals off the field. I don't know, understand why these quarterbacks, because Brady never did that. He always took less so they could keep adding talent around him. Other quarterbacks go for the max, they go for the money, and that's fine. Hey, do what you want to do, but your team is not going to be as good.
Let me throw one other category out there for you, too, because I agree with you when it's the deals and the max deals and then how you restructure and all that. But let me throw another one out there for you. And the strategy, by the way, I think you're 100% right on that. But how about the ones that are the up-and-down guys? And so like a Baker Mayfield or in this case, what you're going to see out of Darnold is that, man, your career's over. You can't play. You're not starting anymore. You know, Bryce Young's kind of that way now. He's not a starter anymore. Take him out. No, now he's starting again. We'll see part of that. Or the up-and-down, like the – boy, who'd have thought that – I mean, C.J. Stroud was supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he's going to go on to win all these Super Bowls, and now we're a couple, three years into it, and is he where we thought he would be? The Redskins. I mean, everybody thought that Jaden Daniels was going to be this superstar, that's going to, you know, all these playoff wins and all stuff, and we're 2 years into it. Now, too early, but I think you'll see ups and downs. I think May's going to have ups and downs. I think you'll just continue to see guys go, with the right coordinator, go up and down.
I'm scared Jaden Daniels is Robert Griffin part two.
Could be.
He's so talented, and he's a better passer than Griffin, but he's so slender, he's going to have a hard time staying on the field. But you're right. I just think that we're seeing maybe a trend of a transition of a switch. It's like Denver with Bo Nix. They got him for a couple more years on a rookie deal. That means that their defense is going to stay good, and their offensive line and their receivers and their running backs are going to be better than a team like Green Bay, for example. Jordan Love took a huge contract, and guess what? He's sitting at home. A couple of years ago, he was the next big thing. They said he's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. Well, he negotiated a much larger contract.
Yeah.
Bigger than, say, a Sam Darnold, and they can't surround him with talent. Now, they've made a trade and got the defensive end from Dallas, but, you know, he got hurt. But anyway, other positions, other depth, your depth is not going to be there when you have a contract that sucks the budget out of your team. I think that we're seeing a transition, and
totally
I think it might be a good thing where you see quarterbacks in these Super Bowls, maybe not superstar quarterbacks, maybe not what you would call the superstar Josh Allen, but the teams are better.
Yeah, I think this is the new wave is what we're seeing this year. Go from a new coach and a new coordinator, and a guy moves over to a new program or new franchise, and you get lightning in a bottle for a year or two, and then you fall apart. We'll say, hey, Roger, got to run, man. I appreciate it. Great stuff. Right. Very good stuff from Roger today. Final segment of a Thursday show when you come back right after this.
You've tried keto, paleo, Weight Watchers, intermittent fasting, you name it, you've tried it. You'll lose the weight and then it comes right back. And at the end of the day, you blame yourself, your willpower, your discipline. But I'm going to let you in on a little bit of truth. It was never about your willpower or your discipline. But at PhD Weight Loss, they have identified the one thing and they will build a plan that works with your body, not against it. And if you call right now, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss will give you 2 free weeks in the program. They'll pay for your food so you can finally see real answers without all the trial and error. If you've had enough with the yo-yo dieting and you're ready for clarity in your life, call PhD Weight Loss right now and mention my name, John Height. No more guessing. It's just answers. Call 864-644-1900 and say, John Height. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com. Anderson.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Head to Bojangles and try the new chicken rice bowl for a limited time. It's bow time.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawl Space Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Rely on EnviroMulch for all of your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and more. EnviroMulch will make your yard look amazing during the months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at QC Kinetics are doing work right now that does not include surgery or drugs or any kind of big kind of rehab. They're helping your body heal itself. Right now, 40,000 people have used QC Kinetics, and that number is a big number, but there's a lot of lives. There's a lot of knees, a lot of hips, a lot of joints that are so much better today as a result. And so a lot more pickleball being played, a lot more golf, a lot more swimming, a lot more grandchildren being picked up, a lot more walks, a lot more stairs being climbed, people in better shape. QC Kinetics, the answer is it could be right here in front of you. Safe, natural treatments backed by real science, treatments that help activate the body's natural healing power. Safe, natural, non-surgical, zero downtime, no drugs. This is a terrific company that's doing a terrific job here. And the sooner you start, the sooner you can put down this osteoarthritis progression and get back to a great way of life. Call today. In Greenville and in Asheville areas here in the upstate of South Carolina as well. 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. One other quick thing, Mike. I'm busy today. I didn't get a chance to go yesterday. I played golf instead. I got to go by Ingles. Got to get my Bluebell ice cream. Got to get my stuff ready to grill this weekend. Next weekend's a big grill week in our house. And so we'll go to Ingles. We'll get the big specials going on with all the grill stuff. We'll do a Boston butt. We'll do a – I need a brisket. I haven't had a brisket in a while. But we'll do the – my wife did burgers last night. So love it. Love all those great proteins from our folks over at Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Get by and see our friends at Ingles. Like, I am absolutely just jazzed up about Clemson baseball. This time next week, we're 8 days away. Coach Backett will be with us on Tuesday. 7:45, by the way, now. We moved him back from 7:05 to 7:45.
He gets to sleep a little bit later.
Yes, yes. So I'm looking forward for that. Really, really good stuff there. All right. Just got a text message. Don Munson said, lunch reservation today overlooking the 18th green at Pebble Beach. So
that's pretty strong.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Some good perks of the trip there out to the California region.
Yes. You been out there before?
The only time I've been in California was a six-hour layover in LAX on the way to Hawaii.
Yuck.
When I was 8 years old.
Yeah. Yuck.
That's all the time I've spent in California.
I've only gone to California twice. I did Pebble Beach and I did the Santa Clara game. And, man, Northern California is beautiful. It's absolutely stunning. Tiger Diagnostics phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Also, our Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-7627. Talk about Roberto Duran not showering for 8 weeks or 6 weeks at a time. 1802 said, the worst is when someone doesn't shower and tries to cover it up with cologne. Ugh. You know, if you have body odor like that, you probably don't know it. Like, you need people to come up and tell you that stuff. The great text of 3800 said, Mick, your guy Mariano Rivera, Panamanian. That's right. Mariano Rivera was from Panama. Text said, it's called dude wipes. Yeah, can you imagine, Mike, stepping in the ring, you touch gloves, and you go, oh, my word. Oh, my word.
Nope, not me.
Texture said, I'm about to lose my breakfast. I didn't mean to put you through all that, Texture. Also, Texture says, so they say NFL linemen can do that. Come up online with that funky smell just before the game. So you kind of get that going. And I imagine during the game probably gets worse, too. I'm trying to think the longest I've done without showering. I'm not a big camper. Mike, remind me to tell you a quick story off the air about a relative of mine. I can't tell it on the air just because.
You know, I hate it when I'm listening and you do that.
I know. It wouldn't be fair. It's a relative of mine. It wouldn't be fair.
All right.
Okay. All right. Is this true right here? Texas head coach Fran Brown doesn't shower after a loss. Well, what if we're going on a big long losing streak? How about the next day then? Right, do that. Tennessee Tiger, Tiger Diagnostics phone lines. Good morning, Tennessee Tiger. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. Just happened to hear the discussion about boxing, and I didn't know that about Duran not showering. But since you're talking about boxing, it's not, you know, brought up much now on the sports shows because it's not the sport it once was, but how did Tyson Fury ever lose to anybody? And I heard like months ago that he had retired. You know, you've watched him fight. Talking about not showering, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and supposedly he was there on the the island by himself with, around all those sheep. And I'm thinking that that would not, you know, being by itself, I guess you wouldn't, you know, need to shower, but around sheep. But a smell, I guess, worse than what Duran smelled like. Have you ever been around
here we go. I knew we were going there.
The
here
farm,
we go.
The farm where you had a potato cellar.
No.
Potatoes started to rot.
No, potato.
Well, check that out. Check all that right out when you got to find the rotten potatoes.
Oh,
you'll
no.
You'll forget all about whatever Roberto Duran smelled like. Or have you been around farmers who you got to go pick up their hogs?
No, but I will tell you this. I grew up, my granddad was the state egg inspector in South Carolina. So we'd have to go to chicken houses when I was a kid. He had this little lamp, had a light bulb in it, and it had a little circle in it. He would take the eggs and rotate them around and look through it. It's the coolest little thing you've ever seen. But we would go to chicken houses. And so that wasn't good. That was a bad smell.
Here's my answer to that. I've smelled that. But compare what one chicken extracts versus one hog, and you'll get a comparison.
You get a comparison there.
Anyway, you know, now you have these big packing houses to where, you know, you got all that stuff and they're in the pens and they got the water coming down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when you got to go out into a hog pen, I mean, Roberto Duran would, you know, smell like the prom, I guess. You know, anyway.
Good stuff there. I can continue down this path. Fix that phone call there, Tennessee Tiger. Yeah, I'm right by that. Roberto Duran reported did not bathe or shower for the duration of camp leading up to it.
That's rough. Mickey, I just had a vision. You've seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, I love Napoleon Dynamite.
And Napoleon and his buddy go out to work on a chicken farm.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had the vision that that's what your granddad might have been like.
It was a neat little thing, Mike. It was a handheld, or he could hold it by hand. It's about the size of a loaf of bread, and it had a light bulb in it. And you'd flick it on, and it had this black dome thing on the side of it. And you would turn the eggs when the light came on to look through the shell of the egg to inspect eggs.
Wow.
So that's where he got And later in life, he was you see the state scales for gasoline. You see the little seal that you see on there from the state that when it was last inspected, like he inspected gasoline machines too.
I got you.
We talked about him there the other day. He was the same man that had the toupee. And sometimes he'd wear a toupee, sometimes he'd not, and he'd left it on top of his dashboard, and it melted. And so it looked like it was a dead squirrel up there, but then he couldn't get it off. He couldn't wear it anymore after all that. So, oh, yeah, man, that was a character. So, you know, back in those days, you had characters, and he was a character. Oh, my granddad. He bought my dad a monkey. And so my dad had a pet monkey and had a pet alligator one time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, these are – now, again, I take it. This is what I was told as a kid. These might not have been true. But this is what I was told to kid. But now we went to those farms. Also, I grew up in a mill town, a paper mill. Bowwaters was the paper mill where we were from. And so anytime anybody in the family would ever, you know, break wind, we always blame it on Bowwaters. Oh, no, that's just a paper mill. That wasn't me. That's just a paper mill. We're downwind of the paper mill.
We used to practice football downwind of the packing plant.
Woo!
Yeah. We didn't like when the wind was blowing our way.
Mm-mm. Didn't like that at all. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to our great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. He can help you out with any of your insurance needs. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. The NCAA has turned down Trinidad. I was about Trinidad Tobago. Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
He is the latest, greatest. Now, again, I'm sure they'll appeal and go to some court and maybe try to get some magistrate in Oxford to say he could play. But no, at this point in time, Trinidad Tobago's NCAA eligibility is now up. So all that fighting back and forth, he will not be playing football in college football next year, which is, I don't know. Like, if some guys get 9 and you only get 6, you know, try doing that around my house. Try to give Drake 9 gummy bears and give Isla 6 and see how that works out. Doesn't work. Don't know how that works. Skip the music, Mike. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me over there?
Mickey, so much going on in Tiger Town. You have mentioned the Tiger baseball crew will crank up a week from tomorrow, February 13th, home against Army. And this Saturday, a big team will crank up in Tiger Town as well, as Clemson lacrosse gets cranked up this Saturday at noon. They will host Vanderbilt, and our very own Facts and Childress will be doing some play-by-play this year for Clemson lacrosse. In fact, they're doing a new series with the lacrosse team called Facts on Lax. So you have to check that out. That'll be awesome. And hey, one more thing, Mickey, I'd love to give a shout out to James and the whole crew at Death Valley Towing listening in. I had some comments about playing against you in American Legion baseball back in the day down in the Midlands, and appreciate all those guys from DVT listening this morning.
Well, they know one thing. Dentsville couldn't play with Irmo. We feasted on Dentsville pitching, I can tell you that.
I think they got the better of your team after you were gone.
After I'm gone, I don't care. I'm just telling you. I appreciate all the texts about rotten smelling stuff. Mickey, rotten tomatoes smell the absolute worst of anything that you mentioned so far. Texter says nothing's compares to walking up to a full holding pen of cattle pasture. And then I love this. Napoleon Dynamite asked if the chicken had talons. Remember that? Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs. My great friend EricNewton.com does an absolutely incredible job in Clemson for real estate. Right now, there's a bunch of stuff going on. I told you about the preserve at Heatherwood. These are homes right there in Clemson, 14 executive home sites, 2,400 to 3,500 square feet. And these are beautiful homes. Check that out, NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com. Newton Scott Associates, they're building homes right now and doing a terrific job of that. The Eric Newton Group and all those properties are managing right now. 27 years of managing those properties. And those properties include right now Greenleaf that goes from $1,700 down to $1,300. Townhomes just a couple of miles from Clemson. So get in touch with EricNewton.com to find all of that out. Couple things. Waste management starts today. And that is, we've got Jacob Bridgman, JT Poston, and Andrew Novak, local guys out in Phoenix. That's the wild one where there's already 500,000 people will be watching this one. Mike, the Olympics are underway. Great news for the Sweden women's hockey team. They downed Germany today, 4-1. Germany? They beat Germany today, 4-1. They got off. Germany scored early, but then Sweden came back. And so a good win for Sweden. That's our first of our deals. Also, we're in the first period right now, France and Italy. Knotted at 1. The women play at 10:40 this morning, Eastern time. So be sure to check that out. And then tomorrow, opening ceremonies. And so good stuff there. Also, congratulations. My niece goes 65 yesterday. 7 birdies, no bogeys.
Outstanding.
Finishes third.
Outstanding.
She finishes up 69-65 down at Boca Raton for the Lady Tigers in golf. Good stuff. Let me thank Mike Vaughn. Great to be with you,
enjoyed
man.
Enjoyed it, Mickey.
I did as well. Let me also thank Paul Shrelo, TigerIllustrator.com. Up next, Faxton John. Have a great day. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.